Aaron Murphy. Pleased to welcome Jake Kiley, goalkeeper for the Glasgow Clan, onto Clan Chat. It's nice to finally meet you. There's been, as we said off camera, lots of emails, lots of texts, and lots of conversations, but it's good to finally get you on here and give you a chance to say hello to the Purple Army properly.
Yep, I'm very excited. It's only been a couple videos I've recorded myself, so it'll be nice to finally get this done, and hopefully everybody gets to know me a little bit.
I spoke a lot with Coach Morgan when we were talking about goaltending and the philosophies and all that, and he said, well, the guy I coached against last year that always gave us problems was a guy called Jake Kiley with all the good numbers and all that sort of thing. So talk a little bit about your season in DEL2 and what you're going to bring to Glasgow this season.
Yeah, it was, it was an awesome year last year for me personally. It was actually my first year over in Europe. I didn't expect to be over there in Europe last year and just had a great opportunity kind of come my way. So ended up spending pretty much the entire year in Castle. For me personally, like I put in a lot of work the off season before that, just wanted to go in and kind of prove that I could play again and show what I could do. And, you know, last year felt like I had a really good year personally. We just came up a little bit short at the end, but, you know, at the end of the day, just like Coach Morgan said, you know, he was able to coach against me. We got connected through some mutual parties and ended up signing with Glasgow, and I couldn't be more excited.
And certainly, you know, the philosophy Coach Morgan wanted to bring was that sort of camaraderie in the net with two very good goalkeepers. Mm-hmm. And Antti Karjalainen will be part of, he'll be your battery mate this season. So exciting times in the goaltending position for the Clan and their fans.
Yeah, it will be. It's going to be awesome. I always love working with other great goalies, splitting the net, you know, getting to learn from each other, make each other better day in, day out, compete at practice, compete for games. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what makes us better. So it'll be a fun year this year for sure.
What are you doing this off season? I was just in Toronto last week. I know you're in Northern Ontario right now, mm-hmm. spending some time with loved ones and whatnot. So tell us a little bit about the off season training and what you've been doing since you put your name on the dotted line with Glasgow.
Yeah, so it's been a pretty quiet summer for me so far. I got back from Germany in the middle of April. I went back to Minnesota. That's home for me, just outside Minneapolis. My girlfriend and I, we spent a couple months down there. And then we came up to visit her family. We've been up in Owen Sound, Ontario for the last 3-4 weeks. And then we'll be up here for another couple weeks, head back to Minneapolis before we come over to Glasgow. But outside of that, just from a training perspective, I have a great trainer. She puts me through the ringer day in, day out. And, she gives me a lot of really good stuff to work on. Then when I go back to Minnesota, get back on the ice, hit it pretty hard with the group that I do a lot of work with back there, and then be ready coming for training camp.
Well, such is the world we live in. The fans want the access of the player and the organization, of course, and social media is such a great tool to get questions to the athletes or their hockey heroes. So we've got a few questions from social media we'll fire away. One from Good Evening Hockey Fans. What are you looking forward to doing in Glasgow outside of hockey?
Oh, well, I'm a big golfer. I love golfing, and I don't think that there's much of a better place that you could do that in. So hoping to get out, play some fun courses, play some challenging courses, hopefully not shoot too bad. And outside of that, we love doing hiking. Me and my girlfriend, we love going out, doing walks with our dogs. We love going around and seeing, you know, the cities, the castles, learning about the history. So we're outdoor nuts. So we're hoping to be able to get out, do some good hikes around the city, get to learn a little bit about the history of Glasgow and get to learn, you know, the history about Scotland. So those are kind of the things that we love to do.
Well, we'll have to link you up with Robert Lakovich because your teammate and Team GB gold medalist, he loves golf. So maybe we can hook you guys up with a golf morning. Yeah. Parsh and Jaguar, what makes you different from other goaltenders and what strengths do you bring to the Glasgow Clan?
For me personally, it's something that's made me pretty successful throughout my whole career. I feel like I bring a pretty calming presence in the back of the net. I'm not a guy that's going to get too erratic back there and try to do too much all the time. I just try to control the play, the pace of the play from my crease and just make sure that I'm making the smart decisions for the team. Just try to calm everything down. If things get a little bit chaotic, make the saves that I have to and just make sure that, you know, I'm doing my part in the back to control the pace and make sure that, you know, things are the way that we want them to be as a team and not getting dictated by the other team.
Excellent. Alistair McCauley wants to know, what did you know about the league before you said yes to the Glasgow Clan?
I knew only just a little bit. So we did, when I was at Clarkson, we actually did the Friendship Four tournament in Belfast. We got to see Belfast and see where the Giants play. And so we just found out a little bit about it. And then actually last year over our November break, when I was in Germany, I went to the UK and I visited a buddy. We went to go watch a game in Sheffield. And so those were the only two experiences and exposures I've had to the league. My knowledge, honestly, is not very great about it. But I just know that it's really good hockey. I know a lot of guys who've played over there. They all have very high things to say about the league, about the competition, the level of play. I'm just excited to get over there, see what it's all about.
I'm glad you mentioned the Friendship Four, because one of my notes was here to mention that to you, because you and I crossed paths in Belfast. I was lucky enough to do those games on TV, both in parts of America, Canada, and certainly all throughout the UK. So we met briefly downstairs at the SSE Arena in Belfast. Yeah. So you wouldn't remember that, but I remember saying hello to you and some of your teammates. So talk a little bit about that and sort of the NCAA hockey now. And like, there's a lot of NCAA players that you'll meet throughout the league this coming season.
In American hockey, it's kind of the epitome of great hockey. You know, you got now a lot of guys who are going on to do really good things all over the world, in playing in, you know, England, played with a lot of guys and played with a couple of guys I competed against when I was at Clarkson and Castle. You got a lot of guys obviously playing in the NHL, the American League. It's just kind of it's turning into one of the bigger powerhouses in junior hockey right now, NCAA. I love my time there. I had amazing experiences, have lifelong friends from Clarkson, guys that I, you know, if we don't see each other for 10 years, it's like we just saw each other the day after. So I love my experience there. We got to do a lot of cool, fun things together, got a lot of great friendships along the way. And I'm excited to play against some of those guys, hopefully this upcoming season.
Some of the players that have been announced, the likes of Charlie Combs, Nate Callan, there's more big announcements on the way, but certainly some of the announcements so far, including yourself and Antti Karjalainen. Is there anyone in particular that you've seen announced that you're looking forward to meeting and playing against or playing with?
Nobody announced yet. I believe I saw Dyson Stevenson. Is he on the roster for next year? Yeah, I played with Stevie in the American League a couple of years ago. He was a great guy. I'm just excited to get together with everybody, honestly. And just, you know, it sounds like from everything I've heard from Coach Morgan, all the conversations we had, he's kind of trying to build a locker room from within, make sure, you know, that we have a really tight knit group, a group that's going to be willing to work. Those, you know, the teams I've played on the past that have won championships have been the most tight knit groups that I've played with ever. It sounds like that's what he's trying to instill in us with that culture and everything. It's going to be an amazing opportunity for all of us to come together and compete for something bigger than ourselves.
Well, Jake, we are absolutely delighted you took some time out from your training and your time in Northern Ontario. We can't wait to see you in a purple jersey. And thanks for taking the time again, and we'll see you in September, buddy.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Murph. Yep, can't wait.